enough power, but Piggy, by advertising his omission, made more cruelty necessary. You didn't hunt.
No more did Ralph, said Piggy wetly. Nor Simon,
he amplified. There isn't more than a hap-worth of meat in a crab. Ralph stirred uneasily. Simon, sitting between the twins and Piggy, wiped his mouth and shoved his piece of meat over the rocks to Piggy, who grabbed it. The twins giggled, and Simon lowered his face in shame. Then Jack leapt to his feet, slashed off a great hunk of meat, and flung it down at Simon's feet.
Eat, damn you!
He glared at Simon.
Take it!
He spun on his heel, center of a bewildered circle of boys.
I got you meat!
Numberless and inexpressible frustrations combined to make his rage elemental and awe-inspiring.
I painted my face. I stole up. Now you eat, all of you, and I...
Slowly the silence on the mountaintop deepened, till the click of the fire and the soft hiss of roasting meat could be heard clearly. Jack looked round for understanding, but found only respect. Ralph stood among the ashes of the signal fire, his hands full of meat, saying nothing. Then at last Maurice broke the silence. He changed the subject to the only one that could bring the majority of them together.
Where did you find the pig?
Roger pointed down the unfriendly side. They were there, by the sea. Jack, recovering, could not bear to have his story told. He broke in quickly.
We spread round. I crept on hands and knees. The spears fell out because they hadn't barbs on. The pig ran away and made an awful noise.
It turned back and ran into the circle bleeding.
All the boys were talking at once, relieved and excited.